Yeah, what's, grew up on them.
What's your favorite Beatles song?
It changes. Sometimes I like to just put on in the morning, Here Comes the Sun, you know?
Yeah.
It's just such a beautiful way to start the day. Instead of like just rolling over in bed and looking at your phone or something, like I'll just wake up, I put it on my TV, and then make a coffee. It's nice. It reminds me of my childhood.
Here Comes the Sun. That's your number one?
There's so many good ones. It's hard to pick, but just for like mornings, I remember I would wake up when I was a kid and I was getting ready to go to school. My mom and dad were getting ready to go to work, or my dad was like going to bed because he worked nights. So it was a weird thing, but my mom would be playing the Beatles as we all got ready to go because that was her favorite. So it's like nostalgic, you know?
Nice. Do you have a favorite? Like, do you like Ringo, John, Paul?
I would be Paul. If I were to put it in like our group, out of like our crew, I would be the Paul.
I've shook his hand.
You would, actually, I would probably be the John.
John?
Why? Because you're going to get shot?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
In New York City?
I'm probably the closest to dying early. Yeah. Yeah, probably in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys see that movie with Jared Leto where he got real fat to play the guy that killed? Should I watch it?
No, it's not a good movie. It's actually one of like Jared Leto's worst movies ever.
What the fuck? He gained all that weight and he still fucking sucked at
I know. I think that he did a really great job acting in it, but the film itself is not good.
Yeah, sometimes it's not on the actor. It's on just the director. That's why I didn't want to become a movie star, and I wanted to be a podcaster.
Yeah, that's why you're not a movie star.
Yeah,
too difficult of a role.
You
choice.
Never know. You could be so passionate about a role, you get a script, and then think this is it. I'm going to win an Oscar on this, and then the director sucks.
Yeah,
you look at Matthew McConaughey. I mean, he did a great transformation for Dallas Buyers Club. That was like, I think, because he lost so much weight for that role.
Yeah.
Very deserving.
But like Christian Bale,
in
you know,
The Machinist.
Every time he commits, and he kills the role, you know. But he must just. Some people must just be better at picking like who you're going to work with.
He's like an air mattress. He just shrinks and expands like a nightly. It's insane.
Yeah.
He went from The Machinist to The Dark Knight in like 1 year. It was like
it a year?
It was within the same year. He was like 116 pounds to like 260.
And American Psycho was around that time too.
Yes. He was a talented kid actor too.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen Empire of the Sun?
You ever do that? You ever be like having sex and look in the mirror and just fucking flex and look at yourself?
Sometimes, yeah. Do like a whole Christian, Patrick Bateman.
You guys actually have done that before?
You know what I'm saying, Mike?
Why not?
Come on.
Mirror placement, you know?
I got to start doing more pull-ups. I was telling Jeff before I started doing pull-ups. I'm up to 20 a day.
Yeah.
I started with 5 a day. I'm up to 20 within a month.
And then do you do
chin-ups?
What do
you mean 5 a day? Are you just doing one pull-up, stop?
No,
one
like I would do like grab the bars and do 5 and then I'm just like, I'm tapped out. And then I was just like, I can probably do more if I just rest. So I would do 5, rest, do another 5, and then I'm like, all right, I'm done.
You should be at 100 by now.
I didn't even think it's possible to do 100. I was just like, how many can someone do?
10 sets of 10. You can get
how many could you do?
Could you do 100?
Yeah, I do 100 every day.
You do 100 pull-ups every single day?
Well, not every day. Every day I go into the gym to lift.
And is it like gripped in the front, to the side, bicep pull-ups? Like what's
I used to just go on just a regular chin-up bar, just straight bar or whatever. If they're like turned a little, it's fine. It's same shit. But lately I've been doing, I wrap towels around. So just 2 towels hanging.
Nice.
And I grab the towels and it's just insane Bruce Lee grip type training shit for jiu-jitsu. So when I grab people's arm, if I like fucking grab that,
how dare you?
Release,
get your hand off.
You know?
So wait, I've never heard of that strategy. So you take two towels and then you're doing pull-ups or you're just holding
I'll send you a video so you could put it here right now. It's very impressive. So I'm just like, because you have to keep your body balanced and you have to just pull slow.
Yeah.
And you don't want to start swinging and stuff. You're just like hanging from ropes, basically.
And are you
like,
doing the ab exercise too? Are you doing, you're lifting your legs up while you're holding it?
You could.
Yeah.
You could add some of that stuff in if you want to get real Bruce Lee with it. But that's just been my shit lately. I've just been watching a lot of Bruce Lee movies, getting real into just being a fucking ninja assassin.
What about the carnival games where you have to free hang for like 100 seconds?
Where you'll be like at an amusement park and
have
to hold.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Do you think you could free hang for 100 seconds?
I don't believe none of that shit. I think it's all scams.
It is. I heard that they rotate.
They start rotating it.
They roll.
They tell you that you can't readjust your grip. And so they start rolling it. So you have to readjust your grip and then you automatically fall.
Scam.
It's a scam for sure.
Yeah. David Goggins could probably do it though.
Yeah, that guy's a nut.
Yeah.
David Goggins, man, how does he do all of that? Because his knees, how many surgeries has he had? There's like no cartilage between these like kneecaps.
This is funny. It's funny that you bring this up because there's two different types of running. There's endurance running, where it's just run forever and just don't stop. It doesn't matter how fast you go. And then there's racing, where it's like you're trying to get a good time.
Okay.
Like, like we're Cody Ko and I, we have like this nice friendly rivalry in running marathons where it's like, you want to run that shit as fast as you can, but we're not from Kenya. So we have to, you know, like our fucking white person YouTuber times are like in the 3:30 to like 3:45 range. And we're like a few minutes off each other's times and we'll talk shit to each other in videos. It's fun. It's like a nice rivalry. But now Cody, my friend Cody, who's, you know, people don't really know what he does for a living, but it's obvious. It's
you're sketchy.
Yeah, it's an evil Cody. This is evil Cody.
Is he on the run right now?
Good Cody. He's sort of always on the run. It's just like, you know, nobody really knows what he does, but you could tell that it's not legal, you know, whatever he's doing. There's something suspicious about what he's doing. So right now he's in Paris and he just did the Paris marathon and he's on his Instagram story posting about how just another race, they need to make these shits harder for me. But he did 5 hours. It took him 5 hours, which is not impressive time whatsoever, especially for somebody that runs. This is his 12th marathon. And I commented on his Strava. I said, you act like you're some Olympic marathoner from Kenya that you're doing these international races. And it's just like, bro, he's like, I need to get all the medals for all like the whole world medals and shit like that. I'm like, you need to get a job, bro. You're just that friend that's out doing shit on a Tuesday afternoon when you should be at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you just finished the LA marathon. Did you do that?
It was fun.
Congrats,
it was fun.
Man.
Thanks.
Was it a better time than your past
ones? Was that before we shot?
I thought you were just getting ready for it.
We shot before you did it.
Yeah. No, it went great. Fastest time ever.
Your personal
best, yeah.
What was the rank overall, like everybody who was in the race?
211th.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And
age group though, not.
Okay.
But I'm at the end of my
age
group.
What's the fastest age group?
I'm at the end of my age group.
You think so?
There's still like 10,000 in my age group.
I mean, it's incredible.
But, you know, I'm not getting a gold medal here or anything like that, but it's not my main thing.
Finishing is the accomplishment, though.
That's the difference. That's where we were going with this. Yes. So David Goggins just runs forever. He's not fast.
Okay.
He just won't stop, even if his knees are blown out, like in extreme pain. He's like, shut the fuck up, inner bitch. He's like talking to himself. He doesn't listen to music when he runs, which is
just
another
raw insult. Dogs the whole thing.
Yeah. Have you read his book?
No.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't want to. I mean, it would probably make me sign up for ultra marathons, and I don't want to do that shit. I'm good where I'm at. I like running for fitness. Even marathons are too long.
Yeah.
They start breaking down your body, and the training for them, you have to do 3-hour runs on weekends. Like even today, Sunday's like long run day. It's just too much.
Could you do a triathlon?
Yeah, I've done one.
An Ironman? Like that's basically what a triathlon is.
I did a half Ironman.
Okay. What's the hardest to do, swimming or biking?
Swimming.
Or running?
Yeah. You fucking drown, you die.
It starts off with
you
swimming,
fall off
right?
The bike, you just get a little scraped up.
Yeah, that's why they start with swimming, because if they ended, so many people would be exhausted and just drown.
Did I tell you that?
No, but I feel like that's what I've heard before.
Swim's the first one. If you do that shit at the end, you see people falling down at the end of marathons. Like they just look like
their bodies falling apart, pissing
like
themselves,
drunk, throwing up and shit.
Yeah.
Imagine you did that in the water and nobody knows you're underwater. Nobody could hear your screams.
I wouldn't want to do it in an ocean. I want it to be like in an auditorium.
Like in a YMCA?
Yeah.
Do back and forth a bunch of... I mean, but the point is to do it in
the
water.
Of course you would, you fucking Winklevoss. You don't want to be in the fucking thing for the whole time. Bro, it's an hour and a half swim.
Yeah, but what is it, 2-mile swim?
Yeah, well, it depends. 3 miles for a full Ironman, 1.5 for the half Ironman. But still, an hour and a half swim, that takes me a little around an hour, you know? And I'm not a good swimmer. I was doggy paddling and back stroking, and people are elbowing me. They're like, get the fuck out of the way.
Oh, you're bumping into
people. And I'm like,
I'll
fucking see you on the race. I'll see you on the run. And I would remember them. And they'd be like, remember this face?
So you're upgrading now from athlete to ninja?
We're out of the water now. We've evolved.
It sounds like it.
You're upgrading from athlete to ninja? Is that what you said earlier?
Yeah. So now that the marathon's done, PR, world accomplishment, life accomplishment.
Yeah.
Until Cody Ko goes out there and puts a better time up, then I have no reason to get out there and train and put on another spectacular performance. I don't even know if it'd be possible for me to run faster than what I did. It would require a lot of training, maybe performance-enhancing drugs. But
which you do not do, for the record.
Yeah, for the record, no, not yet. 328's doable. It's not like a crazy...
No, I mean, Neistat just hit his best at age, 41, 45, whatever he is.
Yeah, but he's a freak. And I hate that people compare me to him because... And like, even after I finished the race, I just got the best time of my life.
Yeah.
It was one of the best moments of my life. And Oscar, my shooter, producer, comes up to me and he goes, yo, what was your time? And I was like, 3:28 fucking, or there's three. There's a Strava time and there's a finishing time. My finishing time was 3:30. So I was still saying like 3:29, 3:30. And he's like, oh, what was Casey's time again? And he's like, bro, I just finished. I'm fucking dying.
Yeah, soaking the
I gave it everything I had for 3.5 hours straight.
Yeah.
But he did say after, he was like, oh shit, he just doesn't realize how he comes off sometimes. But yeah.
No, that's impressive, Jeff. 3:30 for.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's
and then
incredible.
I got sad after the next day. I was like, well, what do I do now? Kill myself? Because I've accomplished everything I've wanted in life. What do I do now? Just fucking do heroin in my house?
You found love, though.
That's true. And that's maybe what has got me through this slump. Because it's called the post-race blues, where you get, you need to have another challenge to work towards or another competition in your mind that you signed up for that you can start working towards. Because you can fall in a dark place. And fighters have this happen after they win the world championship. They're like, I've beat everyone. I'm the best in the world.
Yeah.
What's going to push me to keep on going and keep training that like that?
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, Cody Ko, you better get out there and fucking do something. I know you just knocked up that girl and had a kid and slowed you down.
She knocked up that girl. It's his wife.
Whatever you want to call it, bro. Yeah, it slowed you down a little bit, but that's no excuse. Get out there, push the stroller, get back into training. I need competition. I need somebody to make me get out there and do this shit. Otherwise, I'm going to kill myself, Cody. I'm going to die. I need you. We need this friendly rivalry.
I did see a Louis C.K. interview where he brought up something pretty that I thought was pretty profound. He says, the mountaintop is not a place to live. Getting to the top of the mountain, you hike up there. It's really difficult. You plant your flag, but nobody lives up there. The air is very thin. The conditions are harsh. You get to the top of the mountain. You look around. You say, oh, I did it. And then you come back down. And I think a lot of people, like you and some other people that we know, like,
I want to stay on top of the mountain.
Yeah, to build your castle on the mountain.
But you can't. That's not where society is. We're all down here in the real world, Jeff. This is where the love is. This is where the grocery shopping is. Where, you know, the day-to-day quality time of life is. It's all down here with the real people.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
So I need to find something down here with the normies.
Yeah, gather you rosebuds, man.
Yeah.
Are you still, I don't know if this is and something that you've announced officially, planning and thinking about moving back to New York?
Yeah, I'm getting an apartment there. I'm going to do an apartment. I'm looking for like a short-term rental, like a six-month rental or something.
Okay.
Just to start out.
When are you going
to
go?
Soon. We're going to go to, are you guys going to Coachella?
I'm not.
No?
I'm going to Korea.
Really smart, cool, and that's cool to do that. It's not cool to go to Coachella, especially now at our age.
Yeah,
I'm literally going there to get 2 podcast episodes done, so I'm going to be there, and then I'm going to watch UFC 300 on Saturday from the house because we have a really nice house.
Very nice.
I'm not even going to go.
Are you interviewing people there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are you interviewing?
Well, we're going to do one like just because it's Brooke and Tana and Mike in the house, so we'll do one with just all of us. It'll be like a good influences, but on fucking heroin and crack, every drug in the book. But yeah, we're gonna do that one. I'm doing more, and I'm doing we started a YouTube membership, so you guys probably have access.
I saw that
to
you
that,
did that,
right?
Yeah. Talk a little bit about that. What happened? Because I saw a bunch of new content is on the YouTube channel now.
It's like a Patreon, but on YouTube,
kind of. Yeah, it's called memberships. Yeah.
Since the accident, I kind of went ghost. You know, I was making these vlogs for Patreon. Because we couldn't post the video. We couldn't post the actual documentary because all the gore and blood and shit.
Right.
So we had to put it on Patreon. That's what started it. And then we had to keep up with it. So we were making vlogs and we were just posting them there. And we were keeping they were good. But like, you know how we all were at that point. We were like such perfectionists that like, this is good, but it's not good enough for the main channel. Especially after following up like a documentary that we worked on for fucking a year. Give chunk of my fucking body for. So we just put these vlogs out for so long on Patreon, but nobody ever really saw them because people just canceled after they saw the accident. So
they saw Matt's Super 8 footage.
Yeah,
that was good footage, bro. That made the fuck. That probably won the
terrible moment, but great footage.
Great
it looks
footage.
Just like an old like 1940s like carnival accident gone wrong.
Yeah, if you guys see any of that like really sick film footage that's used throughout the documentary, that was Matt's. It was really nice of you to give me that.
Of course, man.
That made it. But so yeah, now with Patreon, I just started live streaming,
yes.
And that's how I like got used to live streaming before going, because it's scary to hit live on YouTube once you have your audience. I'm sure you guys know, like, it's a little, you know, you got to
yeah.
know edits.
Oh, yeah. I'm too shy to go live.
Yeah, that's how I was, too. But I started on Patreon, and then you're doing it with just your diehard fans. And
you're just answering questions.
You're
that's
talking
it.
To them. It's easy.
Can
they
you
get
share
you going.
Your screen at all? Like, can you
yeah,
play
you could,
games?
Yeah, you could call
whatever?
People in. You could share your screen. You could do a bunch of shit. So I just got used to that. And now I'm doing a live stream a week extra on YouTube. So it'll be on the YouTube. But also, we uploaded this whole archive of vlogs that we did since the accident. And I was like, holy shit, there's such good content. If I just posted this throughout that whole time, then I'm like, my main channel would still be crushing it. And we would still probably, I don't know, I just feel like things would be different, but it's weird keeping things behind
the
paywall.
Never connect the dots looking backwards, though. Like, it's just, it is what it is. Now you have a bunch of new content that, like, now you have something new today that you wouldn't have had if you posted them over the last
three
years.
I basically just dropped, like, a fucking Netflix.
Yeah, truly. Like a whole
season.
You
got
an
archive of 100. Binge it all. Binge it, yeah.
So you're still doing the Patreon, too? For the lives?
We're transferring it over because the lives were too complicated on Patreon. You had to use Crowdcast. You had to do all this extra shit.
Yeah, I know. I feel like a lot of people are leaving Patreon for like other things, like different membership sites. And
yeah, but I don't want to just fucking rip people off. So I'm going to meet my obligations there for like the next 2 months and I'm out. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm
how much is the membership?
$5.
That's it.
Oh, easy.
No, there are tears involved in it
and
at all.
I get
all?
Them live streams every week where I'll be talking shit. I'll probably be talking shit on you guys. I'll be like, yeah, I went over there. They seem fucking all fake as fuck with their new studio. Where are they even getting the money for this shit? You guys got sponsors on this shit?
Yeah, man. We're booked and busy.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Talkspace. You know, sometimes life can get you down and it can affect you in various ways. But it will be helpful if you talk to a therapist. If you're not sure how to get started, Talkspace has made it easy to find a therapist that you'll like. It's convenient to meet online at home where you're most comfortable. Talkspace has made a huge difference in the lives of so many people.
And you may be somebody who thinks seeing a therapist or a psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one or meet with them or, hey, even afford them. Well, try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable.
Sometimes people wait until something bad happens to talk to a therapist, but why wait? You can get a therapist through Talkspace. Therapy can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and be a guiding light. Getting started is the important part, and Talkspace has made it easy and affordable.
And with Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with the provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. It's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your own home. There's no need to commute to appointments, miss time at work, or line up childcare in order to attend sessions. It is mental health care made easy.
Talkspace can help with any specific challenges you may be facing. It's the number one online platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and more.
And as a listener of the podcast, you'll get up to $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to talkspace.com/HH and enter promo code SPACE. Space 80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to talkspace.com/HH and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and to show your support of the show. That is talkspace.com/HH and enter promo code space 80.
Now back to the episode with Jeff.
Any sponsor you guys have, I have too. So
okay,
don't
Jeff,
ever,
Jesus.
Don't ever.
there's enough ad dollars to go around. It's not a competition in every capacity, but
it's all right. It's all right. So what's going on with you guys?
Well, Matt has a question he
wants
to ask. I
have a question for you, man. How's your love life?
Oh, man, I don't like talking about my sex life.
But that's not what he asked. He asked about your love life. We didn't ask
I had
behind
to make
the
sure
doors.
I threw it in there. It's going great.
She is lovely.
How do you know? Or just from seeing like...
Yeah.
He caught up and watched all the stuff. Yeah, he does a lot of research on it.
Erica,
I guess.
Or Veritza?
Veritza, yeah.
Veritza?
Yeah, Veritza.
From Brisbane, Australia?
Yeah.
Have you seen her?
Not really. I've seen some clips, but like I haven't done
have
a deep
her,
dive.
Like, talk? And like how she's awesome. And I'm not fucking with you on how great this girl is. And when we were on your podcast last time and you were showing us kind of the headshots.
You had
and
like the last six you were down to.
Yeah.
I was genuinely worried for you because.
No, I knew from day one which one I was going to pick.
Ah.
Yeah. I knew, but I just had to play it out.
I didn't realize she would be this great.
Yeah.
So you're still seeing her. It's not just over after the show is over.
She's a gem. She's adorable. cutest little dimples.
She have an accent?
Yes.
Oh, what kind of accent?
An Australian accent.
Oh, Australian. Oh, you love that.
She loves Jeff M.
Yeah. She, so obviously, like, the show was weird. It was like, is this shit real? Is it not? You know, like, I'm kind of just fucking around like I do with everything.
Yeah.
But then after the show, or on the finale, Ethan was like, oh, I'll extend you for another week. But I was doing like 2 days out of the week extra for Ethan's show. And I was all backed up. Like, I was behind on so much shit. So in my face, in that reaction, when they, like, Ethan said that, I kind of looked like, ugh. Like, but, and then they were like, Reddit ran with it and everything. But that was not my thought process at all. It was just like, fuck, now all this shit I had to do, I now have to push off again.
Right.
But I got it done. And then over the weekend, we went to Vegas together. We did a road trip.
Just you and her?
Beautiful drive. Yeah, just us two.
Is this before or after the date?
This is after the finale, after the beach date. Yeah, after we went on the show and Ethan gifted another week. And I was like, ah, but it was because of something else. And then I got my shit done. And then we had the whole weekend to go to Vegas. We drove there together.
Which car did you take?
I didn't take the Silverado because I don't want to risk it breaking down.
Yeah.
The old school. It would have been fun. I did drive around in that. But it, so now.
Did you stay together? Separate rooms? What's going on?
No, we didn't stay in separate rooms. Okay. What the fuck?
Different floors? The boys' floor and the girls' floor?
You couldn't put us close enough.
Okay. So two beds?
We,
That's some quick intimacy, though, you know? You know, I'd only known her for a couple days.
Oh, did I say? No, I what? Did like I insinuate that we had intimacy?
Well, if you're sharing a room, in Vegas, that seems pretty intimate.
Or it's like two twin beds?
She's not like other girls.
And she's really not. Why is she?
Bro, are you in love?
I'm a married man, but I'm so happy for you because she seems great.
She does
give
Patricia vibes, too. Yes, kind too. Of. Yeah.
Blonde hair?
Blonde hair, and just very sweet and nice and polite.
Yeah, I've seen this girl, yeah.
So we go to Vegas. Beautiful drive. The best thing to do if you're in LA and you're going to go to Vegas, just drive it. You know, I know the flight's easy, but I love that drive. I do it in 3 hours, get there fucking quick, you know.
Yeah, you do drive marginally fast.
So we love that. That was great because you're playing music, you're bonding, you're talking. It's like the perfect thing for like to cram in all that time that we needed in such a short period of time. That was a perfect thing for us to do.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Sphere and we took mushrooms because I hit this spot real quick.
An
before
old
we
college
left.
Buddy you ran into.
Yeah,
you doing shrooms?
I picked up a bunch of mushrooms.
Good for you.
Like the chocolate kind, or just straight up out
chocolate.
Of the. Okay.
Yeah.
Some of that psilocybin going on.
Yeah. I did a
you
little
might come
bit.
To, you might come to peace with a lot of things in your life the more you keep doing mushrooms, man.
Yeah. I just did it that one day. I'll do mushrooms like once a year or whatever.
Did you go see U2?
It wasn't U2. It was the
like
movie.
The demo kind of thing that they play.
Yeah, but it was fucking incredible.
Yeah.
It was the sickest thing I've ever seen in my life. That I don't know if it was the mushrooms. I just took a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but she was taking them like as we were driving. I don't want to take it while I was driving.
Smart.
I was like, let me wait till we get there and then I'll take some.
Yeah.
But by the time we got there, she had like eaten half the bar.
So she was.
She's Hunter S. Thompson.
She was in Las Vegas. Yeah. She was gone.
Country.
And the Sphere is just such this like futuristic place. I was proud of humanity for making this in there. Like there was a moment where I was like, wow, I can't believe humans did this shit.
Everybody that's been to the Sphere that I've talked to has the same experience.
Insane.
Yeah. And you can't really explain it with words, but I'll try to do my best. We were, as soon as you walk in, they had these AI robots that you could talk to and they look at you and they're like, they describe your outfit to you and they're like, they'll describe your face. So if it was like talking to you,
here we go. Let's hear
it. Like, you little rat face, short fuck. No. It was just like, it like called me out. It was like, you have a plaid shirt on. And
wow.
And I was like, are you going to kill us? And she goes, no, why would you say that? I was just like, when you guys get a lot smarter and I was just asking her questions like that. And she was like, no, I would never. And I would go, are you programmed to say that? And she goes, no, I'm not. And I just kept on asking that over and over again to the robot.
To see if she'll combust. Yes. Yeah, if she'll break under the pressure.
Everybody around was allowed to ask one question. And they would all ask like a stupid question. I went up there and I asked the real questions.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, let this guy keep going. He's got the good questions.
Yeah, security guards are dialing in. You know what? He's onto something here, folks. Back off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's before you get into the theater.
Okay.
You get to experience like all these AI things. And then you get in there and it's like, it's just like a regular screen, like a movie screen. And you're like,
that's how it starts.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're like, what the fuck? Did I just sign? Like, I didn't look that much into it. I booked this thing on mushrooms, driving 100 miles per hour. You know, like, what? Like, fuck, what do we sign up for? Should we just get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
And then, like, 10 minutes in, the earth just fucking comes out of the screen at you. And you just start leaning forwards and your chair doesn't move, but it's like a mental fuck where you think you're about to fall forwards.
Like it feels,
and you're going to fall into the earth. And I only like microdose. So yeah. I don't think it was the mushrooms. I think it was genuinely that sick.
Yeah.
You just got to go see it. But yeah,
when it like all starts coming down, you feel like you're rotating like with, like,
cause it's your entire field of view, right? Yes. It'd be like this whole room. Yeah. You can't look outside of it.
Yeah, but they started off like it's just a regular movie theater. Like you just went to like an IMAX theater or something. And you're like, what the fuck? I kind of was expecting something completely different.
Yeah, that's definitely something I want to do.
Then they come out and it's like, nah, motherfuckers, you're in the sphere.
When you go and see U2, when you walk in, it seems like you're just in a, how would I say, like a big amphitheater, but there's a opening at the top. You feel like you're like in an old like Greek kind of Colosseum.
Okay, so you see like the sky.
There's an opening where you think that's the outside, and occasionally like a bird will fly in. Like it looks like a bird that just like snuck into an arena and it like flies around at the top. Mm-hmm. It's pretty dope. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. You're going to do a UFC fight there.
What else did you guys do in Vegas? Just the Sphere? Do you see any magic shows?
Nah, Sphere gambled with Bryce Hall. That kid's a good luck charm. Every time he's there, I just feel like Bryce has become a professional gambler.
How much is Bryce playing like a hand?
Bro, that kid is just a professional gambler now. I don't even know. He just goes from profession to profession. He's been playing poker, winning like tournaments. Yeah, big hands. Yeah, he's playing $5,000, $20,000 hands. Shit, like,
Jesus Christ.
Damn. Yeah.
But speaking of fight, though, you and Miss Verica, y'all had your first fight? What was that about? You guys were like hiking or whatever, and she was flipping you off?
Oh, yeah, no, I was just joking because I put her through like a brutal hike.
Oh, okay. You know? She couldn't handle it?
No, she could, but I'm just insane. You know, like I'm talking shit while, you know, I just don't get other people. The like the difficulty level for a normal person.
Yeah,
because
you're like running
like
the whole way.
I run a mountain every day.
Yeah,
every day in my life. I'm the local legend on Runyon. There's no reason why on Strava that I should, with my busy schedule, that I have enough time to run that fucking trail every day.
But, is your Strava public? Should people follow you on that, or is that more for just
good
family?
It's a good motivating, inspiring app. I think it's the only one that should exist. I think they should ban all other social medias and only allow Strava.
You want to do your podcast on Strava?
I would love to.
Jeff FM?
If they allowed it, it would be great. Yeah. I would pivot more into running talk more so than now because it's like 50% running talk now.
Yeah. And fights. You love the UFC still?
Bro, I love talking about health shit, you know? Yeah. I'm like kind of like an idiot, but also I'm like trying to fix myself. So I learn a lot and I'm interested in a lot of things to make you healthier and better. And like even right before this, you saw me shivering outside. I just did a cold plunge right before.
Where do you do your cold plunge?
Do you have a cold plunge at your house?
No, I go into the place because I if I was in my house, I feel like I would bitch out.
Yeah.
But when I go pay for it and they're like on top of me, they're like, you just paid $50 for this cold water. You better fucking
How long you do it for? 3 minutes?
Six.
3 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the typical time?
Yeah, three to five minutes. Oh, yeah.
No, I do six on, and then I go on there. I start under, but getting your brain in that cold water,
that's the hardest part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could wake up hungover, not like that I've been hungover in years, but if you wake up with a hangover, you go in that shit, you're fucking zapped, brand new. Crazy.
But it is the hardest thing. Like the first step of going from you're not wet at all to that first step, it's one of the hardest decisions you'll ever have to make in your life.
Yeah, but you just got to say fucking don't think.
Because you're the one who's bothering yourself about it.
Because like when you're in the water, it's not nearly as bad. But right beforehand, it's the worst fucking experience of your life right before.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably like jumping out of an airplane. You're just like,
sometimes
how the fuck
I'll sit in my car for like 10 minutes and I'll just like listen to music or I'll just try to psych myself up. Or like, should I even do this shit? You don't need this. The benefits haven't even been proven yet. It's not been long round enough.
Are you doing Wim Hof? Trend on breaths in it?
I just did Wim Hof on my podcast with Mike Posner because he's a certified Wim Hof instructor.
Oh,
so
wow.
So he went out there. And yeah, he's a bro. He's such an interesting guy. It was so fun to do a podcast with him. Just the way he talks, and he kept on breaking out into singing for like different songs that would come up. But yeah, he's kind of like, it's a very fine line of like, did this person figure it out or did they just go crazy, you know? And I'm like, I'm right there with him, but I genuinely think he just figured out how to be happy. And
he walked across America too, right? That was
yeah. He got bit by a snake too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got bit by a rattlesnake.
A bit of a pause on it. And yeah, then he
I told
it.
Him, so you got disqualified. You got to do it again.
Right.
You got to go home after.
Did it count, Mike? Yeah.
Yeah, because he got bit. He had to go home and chill, recover a little, yeah. And then he flew back to the spot and started over. Disqualified. But he's going to do it again.
Okay.
And then he hiked Mount Everest after.
And you did a Wim Hof, like the 30 breaths in and out.
40.
40? Yeah. You did 40. Okay.
Yeah, we did 40 on the podcast with meditational music playing.
Yeah.
You should do it with us if you guys are watching. Go check out the Mike Posner.
I do it every single day. I've done it every day for the last
What's
2 years.
What's the rhythm of it again?
It's I do 30 breaths in and out pretty quickly. So.
But like... Oh, just like that.
Don't do it if you're driving a car because you can pass out.
You have to do it stationary, like at home, not in a body of water.
Fuck, just off your own breathing.
That's what I was going to ask. Did you get the wubba wubba, like when you do the breathing?
Yeah, like you
did
a whip it.
Yeah,
like
you're fucking best.
Fucking, and then I was like, holy
it's like
shit.
Pass out challenge. Remember
Bro,
that?
Like my co host started crying.
Yeah, it's very emotional. It can
be. He started, like, no drugs, no nothing. There's no.
No music
I wasn't
or
microdosing. Yeah, we had probably sound bites. We were playing like Joe Rogan. This shit doesn't even work. Like, just, like just playing dumb shit.
Yeah.
But those were just stupid distractions from my own brain that I need. But Mike was taking it very serious, and he was just like, take this time to think about your family and things you're grateful for, and your mother, your father, and Ryan's father just passed away. So he started like ugly crying, like tearing up. But we were all supposed to have our eyes closed. So he's crying, and then he looks at me to see if like I'm seeing him cry. It's such a fucked up dynamic that my guys think they can't cry around me because they'll be bullied.
Well, they will, but
they won't be bullied. Yeah, no, you crying, bro. It's fine to cry. I cry more than all my crew. I cry more than everybody here. I cry a lot.
Do
trust
you?
Me. Yeah. I cried over, when Burrito left, I cried.
Oh.
Yeah, I cry a lot, bro.
Wow, that's good.
Are you still talking to her?
Every day,
Every
yeah,
day, FaceTiming, just texting, long calls at night?
Are
you guys
going to
time it out? Because she's on a whole different time zone,
It's
too.
Weird. That is a weird thing. It's like, I don't want to text her too. Like, I wake up, I don't want to text her because it's like 3 a.m., you know? But...
How do you get a good cry going? I haven't cried in a long time.
Yeah, you're the sociopath, bro. What? You're talking all this shit to me.
I'm not talking shit. This is interesting. How do you get a good cry going? Morning cry, nighttime in your bed alone, like you put on a song. What's the routine?
No, I just, when you're really feeling shit, Mike, if you're really living life to the fullest, like Matt and I are out here, you know? I just want to feel
I've heard people
shit.
Cry after a run. They get like the runner's high and then their body will start crying because it's just like you just release everything
I've
out.
I've only seen you cry once.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Did you ever do therapy?
I do it every week.
Yeah.
Really?
But I don't ever get too like, I don't really pull the strings too much. There's a whole like surface beneath it. I'm just trying to get through like the, man, I got so many podcasts to do this week and I'm just like trying to go on dates and like, I just like to complain for an hour and then I'm just like, all right, I feel better.
But yeah.
There's like, yeah.
Do you cry out of like beauty and happiness?
Never. I've never cried from a
like
movie.
If a bride walks down an aisle, you don't cry.
Bro, the
I cry at every
The Notebook
I
made
to.
Me cry.
Never. The only movie I ever cried from was The Lion King when I was 6 years old. That was the last time I
Which
ever cried.
Which part? Like
when
just
the
dad
died.
Dies?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Right?
I've never cried from a movie.
I think
don't
I
get
cried
it.
At the end of Saltburn, which is the gayest thing to say ever. That's
at the
fucking
end?
Gay. Maybe I'm gay. For real. Yeah, I cried.
What, a naked man dancing around
yeah,
doing cocaine
I was
made
like
you
so,
cry?
I was so happy that he got his fucking, he got that house. It was like a happy cry for him.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? This man's just fucking gay and happy and just killed all these people and robbed them. Good for him.
He's more bi.
Is he?
Yeah, because he goes down on that girl too. He like hooks up
oh,
with
yeah,
the sister.
But that's a movie character, you know?
Yeah, but I think his character is like bi. He's just a true parasite. Goes in and just takes what's his.
He does what he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that movie, that universe, there is no gay and straight.
Yeah.
Everybody is whatever.
It's like ancient Greece.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are you auditioning for any movies or anything?
Nope, because we talked about this.
We did.
He can't decide what's good roles and what's not.
I'll get jacked for a movie. I'll get fucking skinny.
Cast him.
I'll get fucking.
Cast him, Hollywood.
Do you think you could
Who's
act?
Watching this? That's good. That makes the calls.
We had some big people watching this show, Jeff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cast Matt.
We got
he should be doing voiceover work or
you
something.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, because, yeah, it's only my voice. I don't have many
else. Other talents, but the voice is incredible.
I know.
Yeah, you got a good voice, too. You know who you sound like? Leonardo DiCaprio in The Departed. When I watch that movie, it's fucking you. It's unbelievable.
Is he even, he's not even from New York.
He's from, like, Boston, technically, but the accent he's doing is just, it literally, even the way he speaks, it sounds like you. Every time
nasal.
I watch it.
It's a nasal. It's like,
and just like,
does your girlfriend think you're a fucking loser? Yeah. Good. Yeah. Yes. Get out there and start fucking dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's because my nose is smashed up so much.
Mm.
The nasal, but I don't know.
Who do you got whatever. In this Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight? I know you have a little bit of a friendship
Jake,
with
he's just
you think Jake's gonna beat him?
Mike's 57.
Bro, but he's Mike fucking Tyson.
This is the one time where I'm doubting Jake. Like, I believed in Jake in every single fight. This is one. But do you think Mike Tyson will, like,
dude,
allow himself to lose like that? No
bro,
way.
Bro, you guys do not understand what Father Time does to athletes. It's just quickness,
they slow
fast
down
muscle
a little
twitch.
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly what...
But he's still got the power, dude. One hit and he's out.
Bro, to land that shot on a young, explosive, long, fucking athletic, young, in his prime kid who's had big fights.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be a big fight, but it's like punching your dad. It's like punching your father.
Yeah, but your dad is fucking
strong.
Can
you beat your dad in a fight? Maybe you can't, but I'd beat the fuck out of my father. I mean, like, if I went home right now and I was like, Dad, what's up? Get off the couch. Put the beer down. Let's go. I would fucking, it would be one shot.
But your dad's strong, right?
He rides a bike around every day. He does Strava.
Okay, yeah.
You know, that's nice. We have a nice bond on,
oh, that's nice.
On Strava. But
you don't think there's a chance Mike Tyson wins?
No.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Are you going to go to the
fight? When does this episode come out?
Like, well, next week?
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This will be before
the fight. Yeah, the fight's in what, May, June?
Look, I didn't think I would get hate. When I first heard the fight coming out, I was like, damn, this is like embarrassing for Jake to take the fight. But also he gets to fight with a legend.
Yeah.
Casuals like you guys think it's close and fair. And that means people will watch it. And it's true. It's actually true because the general public will think that it's a close fight, and that means they'll watch it, and that means they'll both make a lot of money, and that means Mike Tyson will get paid and finally get the money he deserves because he had blown all the money that he made when he was in his heyday making money.
Oh, he just doesn't have any money
anymore? Burned through all his money. He was buying cars for people. Like, if it was just like a friend and they went out that night, they were partying, and he'd be like, you just keep the car.
Yeah, remember he bought like a tiger, and he's a nut. Yeah, and then he had a podcast with Jeremy Piven for a while.
Did he?
Yeah,
with Tyson and Jeremy Piven
with Ari Gold from Entourage.
That's a good duo.
Yeah, I think he was there to kind of like make sure things didn't get out of control.
Yeah, because Mike, he's great, and he says such profound stuff.
Yeah,
but it's a little hard for him to hold the conversation, so he needs a co-host.
But
kind of like me too.
Yeah,
I say profound shit, but I need somebody to keep me in line.
Yeah.
It used to be you.
I remember the good old days. I'll come back anytime you want, Jeff.
No, I can't. I can't now.
Why?
Because I got Ryan. And I've been building a squad. I got to stay
loyal.
Me
and Ryan get along great.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You did, actually.
Yeah, we fuck around, but like, yeah.
So maybe you'll be
kid.
Substitute Ryan.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you need. Anything for you, Jeff.
There's a paycheck on it. I pay everyone.
Sick day, bring on Mike.
Yeah. You don't need to pay me. I'll just come on for the...
No,
for
everyone. I pay everybody, my whole crew. They all
per episode, or are they like salary?
Some of them are talent. Like, they just invoice at the end of the month.
Okay.
It's like, I did this show. They'll remember, and they invoice the fucking accountant. I just go... Then the accountant texts me a screenshot. Does this approve? They say... Yeah, or I say nah.
Real businessman, you are.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised that you would put your chips in for Jake, considering your like friendship with Logan and that whole gang. I get that side of it too.
I've seen him spar current really good guys.
Are you going to go to the fight?
And these are current in their prime guys. I'm a big fight fan, and I see people, they hit like 37 and they're a shell of themselves. You know? So imagine 57.
Have you seen the training videos though? He seems like he hasn't missed a
fucking
beat.
Those are edited, bro. Those are cut up. Those are fucking sped up and cut
up.
You think he's speeding up those like TikTok clips where he's doing his training for like 40 seconds at a time?
Have you seen one that's not edited?
Like a full minute uncut? No, I haven't seen that yet.
When was the last time Tyson fought though? Has
he fought Roy Jones Jr., which he didn't look bad in.
What year was that?
This was 3 years ago.
Okay.
But it was like an old uncle fight.
Yeah.
And they actually look decent, but this is another 3 years, and it's not like 3 years from 27 to 30. It's 3 years from 54 to 57. Like, you're actually getting into senior citizen years.
Yeah.
Here, it's getting close. You know, he's fucking old, bro. That hair is all gray, you know. That beard's gray.
I'm excited for it,
but yeah, they're both gonna make a ton of money, so I'm happy for him.
Yeah, can you get us tickets?
I didn't think I'd get myself tickets.
Can you get a plus five?
Plus five, please.
It's on Netflix for free.
No, let's go to the, where is it, in Vegas?
I have no idea.
We'll go to the Sphere. Let's do this. We'll get breakfast, we'll go to the Sphere,
do some shrooms again,
and then we'll go see the fight, and then we'll go to a Waffle House after and celebrate.
That does sound fun.
Because you still don't drink any alcohol, right?
No.
Was that in conflict at all during the dating series? Was it like a bizarre thing where you were like, I don't drink, and they were like, that's a little weird. What's wrong with you?
No.
Wasn't an issue?
Bro, you've asked me this. I'm fucking out of my mind.
I'm curious about it.
24/7.
Yeah.
I don't need alcohol. If they want to drink, great.
Yeah.
Fucking have fun.
Yeah.
I just don't like when I accidentally get a sip of a drink and I like have to spit it. It's been happening to me a lot lately.
Where are you hanging out that you're getting dosed from alcohol?
I just went to iPick the other day, the movie theater where they serve you, and I was like, let me get a sparkling water. And the guy brings out me a vodka soda again, and I'm like, bro.
Oh, shit.
I almost grabbed him by his fucking tie, and I said, you know, you almost just cost me 7 years of my fucking life.
Seven years?
You understand what this is? And he couldn't, because he couldn't comprehend.
And he couldn't
talk. The mistake he made.
Yeah. Mr. Winnick, I'm sorry.
And I'm with the girl that I just started dating.
Yeah.
And she has to see this go down.
Yeah.
But she liked it. She said it was hot.
Oh, for sure. Right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, MeUndies.
The thing about being a guy is, well, we're pretty much stuck with what we've got appearance-wise. Male makeup?
What would go along with my powdered wig?
A pec push-up bra?
What would the bros say?
Meggings that accentuate this caboose?
Dude, there's kids out there.
Finally, MeUndies is unveiling their latest gifts to help men feel big. The contoured pouch and ball caddy. The micro-modal sling that keeps everything separated and lifted.
9 out of 10 women swear that this sophisticated brief technology will make you look huge. And that's all that matters, right?
I love MeUndies underwear. They are my most comfortable pair that I love putting on every single day. And there is a style for everyone, from all black classics to fun, expressive prints. MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering fit and cut for everybody.
And they have versatile loungewear. MeUndies is not just about underwear. You can explore their lounge collection, which has joggers, hoodies, onesies, and so much more.
And their comfort is unmatched. MeUndies has a signature fabric, and it is so soft and it is warm as a hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear.
It's also responsibly sourced. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And they have a problem-free philosophy at MeUndies. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies.
I've been a customer of MeUndies for probably 10 years now, so I'm so excited they're actually a sponsor of this podcast. I genuinely wear MeUndies every single day. Adam, my roommate, gets the deliveries every month. Guys, if you haven't tried MeUndies yet, please use the link below and try them.
Good things come in big packages at MeUndies, so get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/hoot. That's MeUndies.com/hoot for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
And now, back to the episode.
You gonna go visit Brisbane?
Mm-hmm.
Meet the family?
Yeah.
You should.
Mm-hmm.
When's that gonna happen?
Well, we're going to Dubai next week. So we're gonna do a couple episodes at Coachella, and then we're gonna go to Dubai because I'm doing this karate combat thing where I'm like, Mike commentates this fighting thing like Joe Rogan, uh-huh. But for like, it's like, UFC, but if it goes to the ground, they stand the back up. So there's no grappling, but it's okay. Just striking, kicking, knees, elbows. So he got
karate
me into
camp.
That.
Why is it in Dubai? Why Dubai?
Fucking, because it's just...
It's where the money's at.
It's probably... I don't know. It's...
You don't need to answer that.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah.
Enough said. We understand.
Have you been to Dubai before?
No.
It's insane.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's like somebody built a city like on Sims, but like with the cheat code. It's like...
In the future?
Yeah, it's just like, how many columns can they put on the side of this building? It's just everything is to excess.
Yeah.
It's really cool. You should, yeah.
It'll be cool. So she's in Australia, and it's like... 6-hour flight or some shit for her to get there. And I'm already gonna be there, so we'll meet there. But I don't know. It might make this unrealistic lifestyle that's like, is this just all we do is Vegas and Dubai? And
sounds romantic, meeting halfway places, traveling.
Yeah.
It'll be your first movie.
Hey, baby, this is how it's going to be all the time. Just living large like this for the rest of our lives.
Oh, so you already got
lives.
Pet names. You call her baby?
No, I was just saying, like, you know, get used to this life because this is how we're going to be living for the rest of our lives. Like, sell this fake, you know, this is how I live. But really, I just work all the time. I'm just podcasting, editing, and doing fucking work all day long.
Are you still going to do the barbershop ever again? Because I would love to get a haircut from you sometime. And I don't want to bother you.
Yes, I have
content.
A few people lined up. Okay. We're going to bring it back with like a few episodes. Not so it's just like a one-off. We'll have like a solid 5 guest lineup that we'll come back with. Mm-hmm. So I got like 2 or 3 in mind, and then I just got to get 2 more, and then we'll come back with that. Do you guys mind if I bring up a segment here?
Sure.
Sure.
I started watching Curb recently.
Come on.
Again.
Of course, I don't mind. Yeah. You bring up one of our best Jews, Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
New season, or are you starting from like the beginning?
I've watched it always.
Okay.
But I just started watching the new season.
Yeah.
Which is great because I get to catch up on all the episodes. I get to binge watch.
Yeah.
Because you probably had to wait every week.
I've been watching since 2005. I've been watching every episode like live week to week. So Larry David is one of my oldest friends like in my life.
Yeah.
Even though I've never met him, but it's one of the longest relationships I've ever had.
Yeah. He makes me not. There's times where like I'm like, fuck, I'm getting old, man. This sucks. He makes me not care.
Dude, he's 76. Yeah, crushing it. Killing HBO, it. 10 o'clock slot at 76 years old.
Yeah.
This shit doesn't matter. As long as you got the brain, you're good for life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's inspiring to see him do it. And the show is so good. It's so funny.
I would say this season is not my favorite, but it's also like so new that I haven't digested it. But have you seen like seasons 4, 5, 6, 7, the early ones?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Those are like supreme all
time.
What
season is the best season?
I don't think there's like a best. Every season has incredible standout episodes. Like this season, episode 3 was one of the funniest
of all
time.
Is it the Lori Loughlin one? I want to see that episode.
A good one. Have you seen
really
that
good.
One?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing that she did
where
that.
Where she like joins the country club, but like
she's trying to pay her way into joining the country
yeah,
club.
She's like cheating, golfing.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Leon at the buffet when they start the beef with the guy. What's the guy's name?
Which guy?
The owner, the manager of the buffet.
In the new
season?
He's
like, it's all you can eat. But you need to eventually stop. You cannot eat all of it.
It's all you can eat buffet, but he's eating more than all you can
eat. And he's like, man, fuck this shit. This shit's bullshit. That was one of my favorites. Yeah.
I feel like you and him would get along great.
Hell yeah. I wish he could be my co-host on the barbershop.
I'm sure you can get him on the pod.
No, I want like permanent. I want him with me permanently.
I mean, Larry David's the only guy who's getting that guy every week.
I know.
Although he might have a vacancy now that the show's over. He might be looking for a new show. They say this is the last season. The last episode is tonight, actually. It's when it airs. We're filming this today.
And would you have a theory that the last episode is going to be similar to the finale
Sopranos?
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Did you say that? Or maybe Will told me that.
A lot of people are thinking that theory.
This is the end of an era.
Tonight is the last episode of like, well, he's saying it's forever. I think there's a chance he comes back. But for the sake if he doesn't, like Seinfeld ended where they all went to jail. This whole season's kind
did
of
it?
Yeah, that's how Seinfeld ended. Was they were like filming someone who was getting arrested. Some like fat guy was getting beat up and they got arrested for just filming him and not helping him because there's a good Samaritan law that like if you see someone being hurt, you have to go in and help them. And they were just filming like, look at this fat guy getting beat up. And then they get taken to jail. And the series finale is like everybody that they've been a dick to for the last 9 years comes in and testifies against them. And Larry David tonight, like in the season finale, I'm predicting that because he's going to court for the voting thing, that's what's going to happen to him too. And he's going to end up in jail.
Yeah. And all the stuff that he's been getting praised for is going to turn on him.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
He's the best, dude.
Is his daughter still doing her sketch show?
I don't think so.
Oh, was that just like a YouTube series?
That's a girl you should try and date. His daughter.
Yeah. Cassie?
I'm not sure how you pronounce it.
Cassie David?
Yeah, she's like a young girl, like our age in LA. Cool girl.
Oh, Verica's a great man.
Bro. Oh, you already have a girl. I'm sorry. I forgot.
She's waiting for lovely. You to catch on, but it's all good. It's
don't
fine.
Fuck it up, Jeff. Don't fuck it up. You have a great woman on your hand.
I know. I'm not going
to
fuck it up.
Be good to her. I know, but you have a temper.
I don't have a temper with women. Yeah. I've never look at me as I got fists made.
You've been single a while, man.
Yeah,
it's a different routine.
It is. It's a full time job, but it's something that I want.
Yeah.
We have another segment on the show that we do called the 10 questions. I don't know if you've seen it before.
Have we done this with him back in the day, like when he was first on?
No, this is pre 10 questions. Basically, we're going to ask you 10 questions.
That episode was good. I was going to go back and watch that one. The one with you? I just came on and fucking roasted you guys the whole time.
Yeah, you were wearing the Astros hat right when they were in the middle of the cheating scandal.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
Got a bunch of hate comments on
that. Sunglasses the whole time, just like a full-blown douchebag, Jeff
mode. No sunglasses, no more.
I remember my roommate, I didn't understand why the Astros hat was such a big deal, and my roommate Adam was like, that's fucking hilarious that he's wearing that hat.
Yeah.
I was like, why? He's like, Jeff's just such an asshole. And I was like, what happened? You know about this?
No, what was
he was wearing a Houston Astros hat, and they got caught cheating in the World Series.
Yeah,
everybody fucking hated them.
Everybody
they, like,
hated
ruined
the Astros.
Baseball. They
what
like
what was the cheating though?
Like they
the
like had people
sticky balls or
you could probably explain it better. They had like people who were calling the plays, right?
It was like the signs and shit. Like they knew what they were and they were leaking it to the other team, so they knew the play they were going to do.
Yeah, they would have someone like bang on a trash can. They would have someone in the crowd like looking at the guy who was making the pitches, and so they would know what the pitch was going to be. They would see it and then bang on a trash can if they would like swing or not swing. And everybody fucking hated them. Like they ruined the sport. It like tarnished the whole
cheating
season.
Happens all the time in
baseball.
I know,
but they fucking they were everybody hated them. And Jeff was just like, nah, fuck you. I'm wore the hat.
So then I bought the hat intentionally for that because I knew that people would leave hate comments and hopefully dislikes on that episode.
No, it was one of our best ones. It was probably
maybe because of the
one.
Controversy. Maybe because of the controversy.
We were stirring it up. It was addressing drama.
Yeah. You were our best episode, and then we had Brittany Broski, who I think surpassed you now.
She's great.
I mean, yikes that you got surpassed, not yikes.
No,
by
her, obviously.
Have you had her on Jeff FM?
No, I don't know if she even knows who I am. She'd be great.
She 100% does.
Yeah, she's super nice.
I would love to do something with her. I'll ask her. Yeah,
she's great. She's always doing stuff. She works really hard.
I need more women on the show, too.
Yeah, you don't really have a lot of...
I have Tan on, I had Brooke on, I had Chelsea.
You should get Carly and Aaron, Alicia
Carly
and Remy.
Would be good, yeah.
Are you going to have Sketch on? Sketch follows you.
Yeah, I just talked to him.
What's up, brother?
Yeah.
I love Sketch.
Yeah, I'm talking to him now in DMs.
Get him on, man. He's hilarious.
See, he's one that I would think Barbershop would be good for.
Yeah.
He'd be better on Barbershop.
Yeah, and he just has like a buzz cut head. It'd be easy cut,
too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You let me know when you're doing a Barbershop. I'll come by. You don't even need to film it. I just don't
He just wants a free haircut.
Yeah, I
That's
do.
It.
I
he just wants to save money. This
I've been
is a
going
money
around,
thing.
I've been going around L.A. trying to get a good cut, and no one cuts it like Jeff does. And you don't do the show anymore, so I feel bad asking.
I appreciate it. Yeah, help me out with that Sketch episode, and we'll...
I followed him. He didn't follow me back, but...
That's okay, Matt.
That's okay.
He definitely knows you if he knows me, though.
That's why I followed him. I'm like, if he follows Jeff, maybe he knows who I am.
Yeah. Yeah, that's huge. I'll hit him. I'm going to follow up right now after this.
Did you get added to Billie Eilish's close friends?
Everybody did.
I don't follow her.
She did it. She did a thing where she added all 100 million of her followers to her close friends. So that morning, everyone woke up and saw like a green close friends around Billie Eilish. And I thought I was like...
Did you reply to it?
No.
Hey,
was it on April Fool's Day?
No, it was a little bit after, but I was like, huh, that's a little interesting. I wouldn't have seen myself getting added to her close friends. And then I asked Matt, I was like, did you get added to? And he's like, yeah, everybody.
Have you met her?
Okay, that makes more sense.
Have you met her?
Yeah, we see her all the time.
Oh, so then you definitely got fucked.
Yeah, I was just like, it's a little strange. I don't know that I'd be in the...
I mean, she got such a kick out of everybody who like she knows personally, though.
Yeah.
Like, DMing her, like,
I mean, she might have previously.
Bro, I woke up in the night after the shrooms in the sphere. I woke up the next day and it was April Fool's Day, and I saw the Keemstar died, and I was like, "Fucking!" I
Keemstar
woke the girl
died.
Up.
No, it was April Fool's.
Oh shit! Yeah, sorry, you just got my bad.
But this motherfucker faked his own death.
That's not cool, faking death.
No, it's not cool. No, and I was like, "How did this guy die? Did he kill himself? You know, how would he die? He was kind of young."
Yeah.
You know? I could see, like, maybe...
Have you seen Peaky Blinders on Netflix?
The
show you would like.
I tried to get into it. I watched, like, a couple episodes.
You just
got to
put on subtitles. It's really tough because their accents are so thick from...
I hang out with Liam enough to understand. I could decipher it.
Oh, you know who I saw the other day? On TikTok doing something. Shy Guy, the guy you saw
on
the podcast?
Yeah, he's back.
I thought he, like, disappeared for a while, man.
Well,
he got
sick of... the limelight for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he decided, you know, he got a regular job and now he does both.
He's like a delivery driver, right?
Yeah. He's doing Amazon and he's doing TikTok.
Yeah.
It's there's so many people that are like just right there, like micro influencer that are like almost able to make a living out of it, but can't.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you need that little push. Mm-hmm. I'll take him in though. I'll move him into my house with me.
Yeah. You're like the Jon Stewart of just like finding really talented people, bringing them, giving them a spotlight, and like, then they can go off and have their own career. You've been good at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you.
Yeah. Well, no, you've been doing it. I don't know if I'm going to give you all the credit.
Bro, you've been doing it. He's been doing it since the fucking
2016,
house tour videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Help me find an apartment in New York.
Do you need help?
What neighborhood do you want to live in?
Like somewhere in the city, downtown.
Obviously.
Soho, maybe.
Tribeca? Yeah. I can see being a Tribeca guy, going to like Dog Pound.
Running the West
Side Highway. Yeah, West Side Highway. Yeah.
Yeah, still running with Casey Neistat, get those times a little closer.
Yeah, can you do 10-minute miles? I don't know. I don't know how that breaks down.
Can I do 10-minute miles?
Or sorry, not 10-minute miles. Run, like, what am I thinking of? Six-minute miles?
The marathon.
Six-minute miles, like a good
That's what it is. Oh, sorry, I'm thinking about 10-mile runs, but yeah, you can. Like Casey, yeah, that's what he does.
Oh, 10 miles.
Casey, every day, he posts something with a 10. He does 10 miles every single day.
Man.
That's my marathon time was 7:58 per mile.
That's fucking insane.
26.2 miles.
When I run fucking 2.5 miles, I maybe can break like under 10 minutes.
I want to get into running, but like I'm worried about my joints and I'm worried that it will like cause damage to me.
You're a big
boy. Shoes,
and then I'm worried about making me too lean. I don't want to be too skinny. Like,
let Jeff get that clean line. What does he need to get?
Get the right shoes. You got to get Brooks.
There it is, folks.
Brooks shoes. Send them to me, Brooks. I would love to see it.
No, they actually are good shoes though.
Did they help you in the marathon?
Yeah.
When you were stepping, you're like, thank God.
Bro, I tripped over a fucking homeless guy. Like I ran over a homeless guy because I was running and tripped over him. I wasn't in a car when I hit him. But I fucking tripped over this guy at full speed because I was filming the Brooks campaign and he was camouflaged in with a concrete. So he was wearing like a fucking gray, like cement colored outfit.
Oh, full boy. Camouflage.
And then he just like fucking hopped up on crack or some shit and jumped into me. And then I tumbled for like 15 feet. And I thought I would have fucking torn my ACL, MCL, everything. But luckily I had on those Brooks. Shout out to Brooks.
Saving Jeff from another injury, folks.
Bro, imagine that.
Another injury?
I would have went nuts if I couldn't run, if I would have torn my knee. That would fucking really screw my head up. Talk about post-race blues. I was going to kill myself because I had that too good of a time. Now I can't even run at all.
Yeah. I've noticed you don't use the phrase unalive myself.
Yeah.
I've said it a lot on this show, huh?
A lot.
Maybe edit out one.
We have talk space. We'll be right back.
Maybe just edit out. Yeah. Edit.
No, it's
Why don't you get a therapist? Get a therapist.
I'm good, bro.
No, you're not.
I have therapists that I've gone through.
Somebody who's going to give you a fucking pill and say, here you go. Talk to me in a month. Let me know how it goes. I'm saying like a nice woman who's going to be like, tell me what's going on with you.
I need a woman. I think you would just start. Tony Soprano. In his dreams.
Jeff, you have a girlfriend now. You can't be saying this stuff now, man.
I was picturing her as my therapist.
Oh, right. Okay.
She was the one.
No, you need like an older Jewish woman to be like, listen, honey, you tell me what's going on and we're going to fix you.
Yeah. Am I allowed to marry a Jewish woman?
I'm talking about therapy, bro. Therapy.
Therapy. I'm thinking that this therapy is going to turn into a relationship.
It's a mental health professional. It's a professional relationship. There is no romance. There is no.
Did you watch Sopranos?
Of course. Yeah.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Guma on the side. You got a fucking.
He banged the therapist in his dreams.
Yeah. She's in fucking Karen. She's Goodfellas.
Yeah, she is in Goodfellas.
Beat you over the fucking head.
Karen, she's
the
gun right over. That was over all his... of our money, Karen. Yeah. What are we going to do now? Fucking, I can't believe you flushed the fucking.
Wow, that's really good. I feel like you could do a remake of that movie if they ever did one.
Bro, she flushed the last 60 G's down the toilet in Coke.
Fucked up.
That was all of our money, Karen.
Do you think that scene when Robert De Niro was like trying to get her to come down the alleyway toward the end and she ran away. Was he trying to fucking kill her at that point or
probably,
is she just paranoid?
Yeah. She's not.
Thought about that.
They leave it up to interpretation.
I know. That's what I'm wondering.
Probably. Yeah. She's probably going to get fucking whacked in there, you know?
Yeah. I love in the scene in the casino too, or casino where they both meet in the desert.
Well, she was, yeah, 100% he was trying to kill her.
You
she
think
was,
so?
Because they're already in witness protection. She's involved. If you're going away, that means they're giving up your name, everything. They're going to move you to the Midwest.
Yeah.
And that was already in the process of happening. I'm sure De Niro got tipped off and was taking her down that alleyway to fucking kill her. Ray Liotta didn't testify in court. Henry Hill. You know, Henry Hill did an interview on Howard Stern.
Did he?
And he admitted to everything drunk because he just became a major alcoholic. Oh,
and what was it, past the statute of limitations?
I don't know. There's no statute of limitations for murder.
Whoa.
But he, I don't know, maybe he got arrested after.
Interesting.
But he became like a raging alcoholic after all, like, you know, I guess Goodfellas was made, the crime, the life, the money, everything dried up, it was all gone.
Yeah.
And now he's just this name of this character that's a rat. Because Henry Hill in the movie, he's a rat. In real life, he's a rat. And, you know, it's
talking show, about, show Matt.
Speaking of rats, did you wear that today just for me?
Just that's for you, nice. Buddy.
Show it to the camera, Matt.
It's my Chuck E. Cheese fit, guys.
For the audio listener, Matt's wearing a full-blown Chuck E. Cheese fit.
Where a kid can be a kid.
Yeah. So Henry Hill was a rat.
My best friend's grandpa is the FBI agent who took down Henry Hill.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
So we should ask him what happened after that, because watch that Howard Stern interview. It's long, but it's really like...
What year was it?
When, this like, was he, like Howard 20 Stern... years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you just see him slurring and he's like... And Howard's asking the questions. Like he goes for... Howard Stern, I'm not like a huge fan of him, but I do take inspiration from him in certain ways. And the way he does not give a fuck when he interviews these people, like he's like, so Henry, did you ever actually kill anybody?
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
And he makes them so comfortable that like they feel like they're in their living room or something, where he'll just say, you can't ask that, but he gets them to answer these questions. There's something going on
and
there.
Henry's
the master.
All like, I did three times. There were two times with this, and then the other, he's just so drunk, like slurring.
Jesus.
And it was just like, fuck, man. The whole movie was based on a true story, and Henry's character never killed anybody. But I guess the true story, you know.
Yeah, then he came on Howard Stern and spilled the beans.
I gotta watch this interview.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two of the best movies.
Yeah, but don't leave this one to watch it.
Don't what? all right. We'll do these 10 questions, then we'll let you get out of here. You've been a great guest so far, Jeff. Thanks always for coming on.
Always, Jeff. We
Thanks
love you.
Thanks for having me. Love you, too.
These are questions from Inside the Actor Studio. Did you ever watch that show?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what he would do at the end. So, like, you know, answer as quickly as you want. Take your time.
Yeah,
if you want to think a lot, that's fine. First
Did you
question.
Just rip the questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same ones every...
Same 10 questions for every guest.
Damn, I wish you would give me a little heads up.
No, these are easy.
Keep you on your toes, Jeff. All right, what's the square root of 185? Okay. what is your favorite word?
Fuck. I say fuck a lot.
That's your favorite word.
It just fit. I wish it wasn't. But
yeah.
I just use it as like a filler word, and when I'm talking and I don't like have my thought there yet,
yeah,
and
it's a
just
good placeholder.
Like throw fucking in there, you know, just. Maybe add another fucking, you know?
Oh, you know, what is your least favorite word?
Also fucking, because I say too much.
Wow, so that's a hoot and a half first, everybody. We're the same word is their most favorite and least favorite. Okay.
Yeah, it's a love-hate. I love the word, but I use it too much, and then my mom gets mad when she hears my podcast.
You curse in front of your parents?
No, but she listens to all my stuff. So when she hears the podcast, she's like, oh, that, you know...
Did my call dad's, you Jeffrey?
My dad goes, you're fucking this, fucking that. I hear your fucking show. And he says it's fucking too. So,
yeah.
You know.
So you grew up with it.
Yeah.
Next question is, what turns you on?
Right now, just Faritza. Anything. She's a fucking, she's just got my heart right now, you know.
What about her? What, like, it's not necessarily sexual, but what turns you on, like, creatively or spiritually
ass.
Or emotionally?
She got a great ass.
Okay. really not beating the misogynistic allegations here.
Great shape. She's in phenomenal shape. Beautiful eyes.
What about her maybe personality or things that she says?
I mean, we talked about her personality. She's personality's perfect.
Okay.
She's great. But yeah, she's got a great ass. Like Al Pacino. She's got a great ass.
Yeah, that's the best. Yeah. What movie is that from? Heat.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, the end of Heat. I saw an interview with the other guy in that scene.
He's a fucking nut job, Al Pacino.
And you see him fuck up the Oscars too this year?
No.
He did the final one where they were revealing the picture of the year, And he goes, my eyes see Oppenheimer? And everyone was like, huh? Is he supposed to go, the Academy yeah. Award for Best Picture goes to, and he just goes, my eyes see, and it was just fucking awful.
They need to stop having the old people.
It's
like,
insane.
Oh, he's in the best picture.
But apparently that scene in Heat, they did it like 50 times. And every time he just goes, yeah, she got a great ass. And like, by the time he did it for the 50th time, he just lost his fucking mind. And he was almost like, fuck you to the director. And that's the one that they use in the movie.
Yeah.
Man, okay.
He's the man.
What turns you off, Jeff?
Like, after doing the show, I was like, you know, I was wondering which one of these girls are going to be petty and try to like just fucking get back at me mm-hmm. any way they can.
Yeah.
So just like some petty shit just because I didn't like text you back or I didn't pick you on a dating show or something. I don't know.
Well, you kind of did have that happen with the girl with the purse where she tried
multiple
to like
people happened. Like yeah. I got a lot of DMs after from like other contestants that were like trying to find some angle to fucking fuck my shit up after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's tough. You put yourself out there, you know, on
yeah.
the shows, but a genuine turn off.
Yeah. Like some where you're just like, and you know what? Fuck that person. Or yeah. like, fuck this. Is there something where
laziness?
You're just like,
somebody's really laziness. Like too lazy. Like there's a time to be lazy. I like being lazy.
Yeah.
If I earned it, but
yeah.
I don't know, bro. These fucking questions are hard.
No, it's okay.
Now the next one. What sound or noise do you love?
I like 808s, like the fucking yeah. 808s beat. Yeah, 808s and Heartbreak. That yeah. that shit.
Yeah.
Made me like. Like a huge Kanye fan. Because yeah. before that, it was all Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah,
like,
big 50 Cent guy.
Yeah, just gangster shit. Jay-Z, kill, murder, shoot everybody, shoot all fucking shoot your friends, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was all rap was. But when Kanye dropped that, I was like, damn, this is fire.
Yeah.
And what sound or noise do you hate?
Probably like, like that noise.
Like from a siren?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a fucking police siren.
Yes. Like,
yeah.
Dude, Manhattan?
Yeah.
It's all fucking yeah. sirens all yeah. day.
Non-stop.
I'm yeah. just trying to do shit that I could get meme for.
Oh, you?
It's like on a podcast. Like, add that to your intro.
Good. Okay, Jeff. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I would have liked to be a school teacher.
Yeah, that would have gone over well.
Oh, sure.
Welcome to kindergarten, fuckers. Today we're going to learn how to kill.
Yeah, no, I would adjust it for the children, depending okay. on what age group, but I would probably want to, I would have probably wanted to be a high school teacher.
Okay. I could see that. Maybe like a history teacher?
It depends. It could be, well, math's kind of like, hard at like in high school. So I wouldn't want to do that. Man.
History, maybe?
History's good. I know a lot about history. I've learned so much over the past like decade because
yeah.
I've had so much more downtime and YouTube teaches you everything. I feel like I know so much about the solar system and fucking planets and marine life and just all these different things that I could teach every subject.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
especially
one.
Gym. Like anything in gym, anything fitness related, I could teach.
You could be a
health,
good gym teacher.
Sex education. I got all that shit up here, dog. I could fucking teach. Just throw me in anything. Maybe just have me as a reserve substitute so I could just pop in every class. But I would want to have relationships with the students.
Right.
Not like that. Like, just,
no, I get what you're saying. Like
you
a
know,
mentor and be like an older brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. I didn't mean it like.
Uh-huh.
I want to fuck the students.
Okay. 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 Now, what profession would you not like to attempt?
Man, like anything with New York City buses. That's what my father did, and he fucking hated it. And
your dad was a bus driver?
He just worked all around buses and trains and shit
right.
his whole life, like different aspects of the bus garage. And he was like coughing always from breathing and all that shit.
Damn.
And he would work with all these like scumbag people. He worked the night shift.
Oh,
so
yeah.
he would sleep days. And then we would get home from school and we'd be making noise and he would just be trying to sleep.
Oh,
like that shit was hell. But he worked his ass off. So I'm grateful. But
yeah.
I would not want to do that.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
About time. Okay. About time. I've been trying to kill you for years. You finally made it. We finally got you.
Wow. That's good, Jeff.
That's a good answer.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
Do you think heaven exists?
Yeah, I do. I'd hope so. I hope there's something. Or I get reincarnated, you know?
Yeah.
One of them. Nobody's got the answers. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah.
I believe in God. I don't know who has the right God. I think they all lead to the same place, but nobody has the answers because nobody's been dead and come back. Mm. Besides.
All right, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming on. That's
as good a spot as any.
All right, thanks, guys. It's great.
Do you have anything you want to plug to the audience?
Where can they find you, Jeff? What are you trying to get people to look at?
Look me up on Instagram. It's at Jeff. And
you got the memberships on
YouTube. You guys
got the barber shop, the live streams.
Binge watch him. Once you finish Curb tonight, binge watch all of my old vlogs. You'll learn a lot about me because I never thought the public would see them. So, and they still won't because they're behind a paywall. But thank you guys. I love you too.
Thanks,
Proud
Jeff.
Of you too.
Love you too.
Took a lot of balls. I got a lot of hate for bringing you guys on, but also a lot of love.
That's what
and
we're
you
here
guys
for.
Got a lot of love when you came on
That's
my
right.
show.
Yeah.
So I'm happy we did both of these.
Anytime, Jeff. That's what friends are for.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next time, everybody. Take care.